This is Akashvani, the news read by Sanjay Mattu. India and China have reached an agreement on patrolling arrangements along the Line of Actual Control, or LAC, in eastern Ladakh. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, this agreement can lead to disengagement and resolution of tensions that began in 2020. He said elaborate discussions between both the sides resulted in an agreement on patrolling arrangements along the border areas. Mr. Misri added that India has been in discussion with Chinese interlocutors at various levels. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a visit to Russia tomorrow to attend the 16th BRICS summit in the city of Kazan. Mr. Modi is visiting Russia at the invitation of Russian President Vladimir Putin. The theme of the two-day summit is strengthening multilateralism for just global development and security. BRICS is a group of emerging market economies with the acronym standing for Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa. It has expanded to include Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran and the United Arab Emirates as well. Briefing reporters in New Delhi on the Prime Minister's visit, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said that on the sidelines of the summit, the Prime Minister is expected to attend a few bilateral meetings. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is taking the lead in shaping the global future. He mentioned that the country is advancing on an unprecedented scale in all sectors. Addressing the World Summit, organized by a private media outlet, the Prime Minister noted that while the world recognizes AI as artificial intelligence, India has a second AI, Aspirational India. The Prime Minister added that when the world was mired in uncertainty, India emerged as a beacon of hope. The Regional Connectivity Scheme, RCS, Udaan, or Ude Desh Ka Aam Nagrik, completed 8 years today. Speaking to the media on the occasion, Union Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu said, the government is envisioning to take the Udaan scheme forward for 10 years. He said the centre is planning to start 50 more airports and enhance the capacity of existing airports. On the hoax call menace affecting flight operations, the Union Civil Aviation Minister said the government is planning to amend the aircraft security rules and the suppression of unlawful acts against the Safety of Civil Aviation Act 1982. And is considering making hoax calls a cognizable offence. On the completion of 8 years of the Udaan scheme, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the initiative has transformed India's aviation sector. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia launched the eShram portal, the one-stop solution for unorganised workers in New Delhi today. Speaking at the event, the minister emphasised the growing trust of workers in the eShram portal and said that every day, around 60 to 90,000 workers are joining the platform. Police Commemoration Day is being observed today to honour the bravery and sacrifice of the country's police personnel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in his message on the day, praised the unwavering dedication of police personnel to ensure the safety of the people. Home Minister Amit Shah laid a wreath at the National Police Memorial in New Delhi this morning. India's first regional rapid train, Namo Bharat, has completed 1 year of its operations today. On the occasion, Minister of Housing and Urban Affairs Manohar Lal took a ride on the Namo Bharat train and visited key stations along the Delhi-Ghaziabad-Meerut RRTS corridor. The severe cyclonic storm Dana is expected to make a landfall between Odisha's Puri and West Bengal's Sagar Island on the intervening night of Thursday and Friday with a wind speed of about 120 kilometers per hour. The India Meteorological Department in its latest cyclone bulletin has said, the well-marked low-pressure area over East Central Bay of Bengal will intensify into a depression by tomorrow morning and then become a cyclonic storm by Wednesday over East Central Bay of Bengal. The IMD has forecast extremely heavy rainfall in most coastal districts and some interior areas of Odisha from Wednesday to Friday. In view of Cyclone Dana, the Odisha government is gearing up for massive evacuation of people living in low-lying areas of coastal districts. Indian archer Deepika Kumari clinched the silver medal in the women's recurve category of the Archery World Cup final in Mexico today. She was defeated by Li Chaman of China 6-0 in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.